Washington, D.C. is preparing for what looks to be the tightest election in American history. With a divided electorate, there are fears about what happens after tomorrow's vote and the future of the country. Workers boarded up some businesses and fenced off the vice president's residence, as we heard earlier, as the city prepares for potential violence and vandalism. Jackie Fox sent this report from Washington, D.C.
Their surrogates are making their case to voters around the country. Trump was in Salem, Virginia.
It's going to be a golden age.
Washington, D.C., a place steeped in history and political tradition. But even the locals are exhausted.
Yeah, so what's the election been like here for everyone?
It's been stressful. Media's jamming it down your throat like 24/7. And they had a prayer service at a local church for people suffering from election stress.
They had a prayer service.
Yeah, they had a prayer service. Yeah, people are like, they're really ready for it to be over. Yeah.
And prayers for the nation in the nation's capital will continue this week at the Washington National Cathedral.
There will be clergy in the building praying out loud nonstop.
Here's the very Reverend Dean Randy Hollerith.
But the goal is to be able to welcome in anyone and everyone who would like to have a place of prayer, who may feel anxious, who may feel frightened, who may just want a place of quiet. We'll be praying for the nation. We'll be praying for the safety of our elections. We'll be praying for peace among people who disagree. We'll be praying for better understanding between Americans of different points of view. All of the things that try to hold us together as a country that we think are so important, regardless of who gets elected.
I'm curious to see what happens in the country. A little nervous, kind of hoping that it's not a repeat of January 6th.
Myra Alejandra is visiting from Florida and used to live in D.C.
I feel that if you're in D.C., is the sense of what's going to happen with the city, depending on how it goes. I think D.C. has pretty much felt like a safe haven in the midst of all the craziness up until January 6th. I'm a little nervous in the next few days. Who's going to be in town? What's going to be the reaction? And Tuesday night, actually, we're probably not going to know until later. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm hopeful, but at the same time, uncertain.
Nico Emmanuel Rivas also plans to come back.
After I vote on Tuesday morning, I will get up here and spend the rest of the day praying. I might even spend Wednesday here because I am actually a little bit afraid for myself, being part of the LGBTQ community, being a gay man, and also being trans. If Trump wins, it would mean that something terrible could happen to me or my partner in Texas. We already have a plan in place. We are essentially planning to move to Germany if it comes to that.
On the other side of the city, at O'Kelly's Irish Times Bar and Restaurant, some believe the division is a cycle.
So as far as history goes, there's been like a lot of, it's a relatively young country, but there's been periods like this in the past, like the Jim Crow times or the Civil War. I think we'll emerge from it.
Others aren't as hopeful.
I think what would need to happen in the future is that everybody would need to talk to each other instead of going through different filters of information that they're fed and then bringing that to the situation. Because if we just, talk to each other about how we're doing daily, that'll be a little bit better than how everybody's telling us it's going. If we don't do that, looking to the future, it'll be just like this. Just next year, new candidate, same situation.
Washington, D.C. is such a place of politics that it is always abuzz with activity, and a lot of people are tired.
Reverend Randy, again.
Some people are afraid and a little worried about the election one way or the other. Many more people are afraid what might happen after the election one way or the other. And, we believe that God's kingdom reigns and that our job is to share love and peace and teach people about forgiveness and understanding. And so that's really our goal.
That was Jackie Fox reporting. And a reminder, we'll have extensive coverage of the US elections across RT Radio, TV and online in the coming days. Audrey will be live from Washington tomorrow morning and on Wednesday, when we'll have a special three-hour programme starting at 6 a.m. Tomorrow night, there's live results programmes on RT One Television from 20 past 11, presented by Miriam O'Callaghan in Washington and Dave McCullough in Dublin.